All right, next up we have Sober with I Didn't Leave Texas.
I'd never been. Don't tell me that I my lady's to blame, when it seems since we left it's all gone up in flames. I didn't leave Texas. Texas left me.
Now, this song has both a pedal steel and what I believe is a resonator slide guitar. And I think you're almost always going to win me over with good pedal steel work. And I'm doubly won over with the resonator slide. And the electric piano and organ also just works so well along with everything. I mean, you think this combo would be overdoing it, like getting too noodly or too busy, but it clearly works great somehow in this song. I like how those two beats are skipped in lines 2 and 4 of the second and last verse or pre-choruses or whatever the heck those are supposed to be. I think it's effective and it adds some variety to the song. The vocals are typically excellent, as are the instrument performances, the arrangement and the mixing. The lyrics are good and sardonic. The challenge is incorporated so well that it doesn't seem like anything atypical is happening. So much so that I'm a little suspicious. And I'm kind of wondering, is it just at Gone and All Right and Cyber that it's reaching to those chords? I don't want to get into it, though. I think it's a good song, and I think it could put Sober at the top of the rankings this round. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, there are no unforced errors in this song. Like, everything is done just perfectly right. Like, it's got that twangy country goodness, you know, thanks to the pedal steel and all the related sounds. Like, it nails the sound it's going for to a T. It's well performed, well arranged, well recorded. I also like the lyrics. Like, the lyrics, they tell a very clear narrative. Like, Sober didn't leave Texas. Texas left him because of the boomers and the billionaires and the Cybertrucks and the shitty McMansions. Texas has changed, not for the better. It's not him, and he'll be back for weddings, funerals, and cold hard cash and nothing else. He just said what he wanted to say, and like every verse helped drive home that message. So any objective measure of quality would, I think, rank this song very highly. The only thing that I didn't vibe with this song is that I keep hearing "On Top of Old Smokey" in the vocal melody. And like, and you know, I think where he skips those beats is when he's trying to get away from the "On Top of Old Smokey" melody.
Well, that's good. I didn't even think of that.
But he does veer away from it strongly. So he doesn't linger there for too long, but I can't help but hearing it.
After that sentence, I've completely reassessed. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. It's that's like it. That. You've ruined it for me.
It's that crunchy interval. Like now we.
I can't unhear it. On top of spaghetti all covered with cheese.
Oh, I'll never listen to the song again. Oh, no.
Oh, man. So this is another one that I have trouble finding anything useful to say because Sober's production values have always been really high. And he's also been, you know, I'd think maybe even a little underrated on his lyrics. He's always very good at putting in a lot of those details. He is telling you the details that it's like it's the Red River. It's not just any river that he's crossing, you know, and like the bullhorns on the Cybertruck. I love the line, "Burn your kids on the altar of white boomer gods." Like, you know, just putting that sentence together, you have to pull from a lot of different places in your brain.
I love the verse where he talks about sneezing and losing his poor meatball.
The best one.
It's a really, really insightful, I thought.
You got me. And then I would have one more general comment about Sober, which again, now I'm not sure if it's valid because of, you know, "On Top of Spaghetti." But, you know, I also really enjoyed how he skipped those measures. And I was going to say Sober's really good at using like a really sort of traditional song form in terms of like, you know, the progressions and the styles. Like his last song was very much that way. But, you know, he had "The Long Way Round" be a longer way round than it would normally be in, you know, that style of song. And I'd like thought that was clever. I appreciate that he's paying attention to these arrangements. And he's like, yeah, I get it's a traditional form, but I did this little thing here to make your ear pick up, you know, and I did it here as well with shortening the verse, other than maybe it's on top of Old Spaghetti and we're just going to, I can't unhear it now, but I am still giving the compliment with the asterisk of if it was to get away from that, then I feel very differently about it and have no votes, so it doesn't matter.
No votes. We are three jerks, zero votes.
Zero votes, yes. Yeah.